They all looked at each other as a deep, green glow burst out of the tomb. The Galu demons outside were now pounding at the door, trying to shatter it. The Dimi were screaming louder, breaking away more of the stone. How did someone kill something that was invincible? The question chased itself around in Kat's head until she was dizzy from it, and as she looked back at the tomb, a new thought occurred to her. Kat turned to Sin. "I think we're asking the wrong question. Forget killing them. How did you trap them last time?"
"Three Sumerian gods and a chant."
Kish sighed. "Too bad we only have one out of the three."
"No," Ash said. "We have three out of three. Zakar, Sin, and Katra."
Sin froze as he caught Ash's meaning. It was brilliant. By saving Kat's life, he might have saved the entire world.
"The blood exchange."
Ash nodded. "Kat shares Sumerian blood with you now. She can function as the third god." Sin smiled as he met Kat's hopeful gaze. He looked at Zakar, and for the first time, he truly felt they might survive this.
"Do you remember how we locked them down?"
"Yes, but the rod's broken. We need something else to use as a key."
"Will the Sephora work?" Kat asked Sin. "It can move forward and back through time." He wasn't sure, but it was worth a shot.
"I think it will. All we can do is try."
Kat pulled her necklace off and handed it to Sin. "What do we need to do?" After handing Zakar the Sephora, Sin stationed her to the middle of the tomb, while he moved to the far right and Zakar to the far left. As soon as they were in position, Sin began chanting in Sumerian.
"I am the one, the guide of the demons of this earth. We summon the forces that created us and gave us birth. To all that is here now and before, we protect and guard with our core. To the lives of others we are giving, forevermore we will protect those who are living."
Sin spoke the words twice before Zakar joined him. Kat held her breath, trying to focus on and learn the Sumerian words as she watched the Dimi's hand slide further from its hole. The pounding of Kassar and his army echoed even louder as she joined their singing. Any minute now, one, if not both, groups of demons was about to break into the room with them. The Sephora turned bright red.
"Zakar!"
Kassar's voice rang out in the room.
"Free the Dimi!"
Zakar faltered in his chanting.
"Stay with me, brother,"
Sin said, his voice eerily calm. Still, Kassar shouted at Zakar to help them. Zakar lowered the hand holding the Sephora. His voice grew weaker as the Dimi laughed. Kat looked to Sin.
"Don't move," he warned her. "We have to stay where we are for it to work."
Zakar was breathing more heavily now as Kassar continued to order him to free the Dimi.
"I won't let you control me anymore,"
he said from between clenched teeth. Sweat beaded on his forehead as he struggled for his freedom.
"I am not yours. I won't betray my brother, not again."
"Come on, Zakar," she whispered silently. "Don't fail us." Most of all, she prayed he didn't fail himself. But as she watched, she saw the demons swelling up to take possession of him, and it terrified her. It was one step from taking him. Quicker than she could blink, Ash moved to stand behind Zakar and whisper something in his ear. All of a sudden, Zakar's eyes turned completely white. He raised his hand with the Sephora and began chanting again with renewed fervor. Kat was desperate to know what was going on, but didn't dare break her own chant to ask. A loud wind whipped through the room. It was so strong, the Dolophini were sliding into each other. Zarina tucked her wings in, Kat's hair whipped around her face. It felt as if she were rooted to the floor, and while it could pull at her hair and clothes, it couldn't budge her. The Dimi were pounding for freedom, their screams mingling with the chanting. More light suffused the room as the Galu broke through the door.
"Attack!"
Demo shouted, running to engage them. Total chaos broke out as the Galu assaulted their group, while Kat, Zakar, and Sin continued to drive the Dimi back. The Sephora turned brighter an instant before one Dimi escaped.